Good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone is enjoying this month, December. We're in the month of Christmas, in the month of giving. We're in the month of being blessed. We're in the month of thanking God. And on today's episode, I'm going to come hard. And it's a discussion that it's been bothering me for months. And as we go through this pandemic, I want to give shout outs to every damn teacher who's in the school building, who's teaching virtue at home, who's doing everything so these kids can continue to excel and have a standard of excellence. Man, we're going through a tough time right now. And after this pandemic, after all the deaths, and after all the cases of COVID-19, we need to make sure teachers are paid, okay? We need to make sure that teachers don't have to go get an extra job or don't have to go drive a bus. We need to make sure they're getting some great pay because they're going through it, y'all. I'm telling you, teachers are not just teachers. They're wearing hats as classroom management. They're teaching hybrid. They're teaching in class. They're having to adjust weekly. They're in the unknown. I'm an educator. I work at a college. It's been difficult for us, but once again, we have to do our job. And our job is making sure we get numbers and making sure we put kids and they graduate and they go through our programs and get their associates. And so I'm on a higher ed level. And so I'm giving thanks to the kindergarten, the pre-K, the first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade teachers. High school, middle school, elementary. From me to you, thank you for the sacrifices that you're making. I hope your district, I hope TEA, I hope whatever organization or institute governing your ISD, I hope and pray after this pandemic, teachers get paid, okay? Because let's not front. They're not getting paid. They're stressed out. They're overworked. They got less resources, okay? Let's not talk about, you can go to any school ISD and they got about 20 to 30 teachers out, okay? Let's not talk about that. You know, these are human beings. These are parents too, you know. So we just can't forget about their parents. They got to make sure their kids and their family and their husband and their self is okay. So it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. A lot of people have to quit their job, walk away from the love that they have of teaching because of their health and because of the unknown. And some people feel like their district is not protecting them. That's true. People are asking, why are students playing athletics? Why are games and band activities going on? And the numbers are keep going up. And, you know, once again, we in the unknown. So we can't be upset at nobody. We have to adjust every day as we adjusting. And we have to be proactive in our protection. It's like wearing gloves, washing your hand, always keeping your face mask on. They saying 6. I'm talking about, I think you need to be 12 feet distance. I think we don't know how strong the virus is. We know it's strong enough to take a lot of people's lives. And once again, I just want you teachers out there this morning to know that in Fort Worth, Texas, just in time, we appreciate you. We love you. We love what you do for our kids. And I just want to say, I'm praying for all y'all like I'm praying for me and my family every day. I hope you make it through this pandemic. I hope you don't get COVID. I hope any of your family don't and is not affected by COVID-19. I hope you're able to go through this rest of this year and be health free. I know you're going to be scared, but lean on God. It's all you young teachers who don't have the experience and you're in there in that school and you got fear in your heart. I just want you to lean on God because he got you. We're going to make it through, guys. We're going to make it through, and we're going to be able to tell our story, and you're going to be able to share back in 2019 to 2020, 21, 22, whenever this virus leaves. You're going to be able to share. And teachers, write books. Make sure you're writing journal about what you're going through right now, so you can be able to profit off your experience. You know, because that's important. I wish I could go interview teachers from different districts just so you guys can hear all of the concerns, so that you guys can hear the stress in their voice. So once again, it's very important that we don't blame anybody, and we all work together to help our students be the best students they can be, so that they can grow up and they can be the best individual and the best adult, and they can learn and go to college or take a trade or run a business, be an entrepreneur, whatever they want to do. Let's make sure we helping these teachers, and we're not trying to blame, or we're not trying to put more stress on them, because, hey, listen, they're doing their best right now in the time of the unknown, okay? Back in March, when it first started happening, we got shut down. It was hard to create a plan of operation based on something you don't have, which is information and numbers. And so as we continue to grow and this thing continue to affect us in such a major way, you know, hopefully ISDs are coming up with plans to just really take care of. But here's the one thing that I know that is a critical point when it comes to teaching. It's not the ISD. It's places like the TEA, who's now changing different regulations and legs, you know? So it's them who put the stress, because I feel like every ISD should go lock down and go virtual, yo. I feel like every student should be given a computer with a internet access card with unlimited or limited internet, depending on your district and your fundings. I feel like district needs to go out here and get in kinds and talk to Best Buy and all these technical spots and see what deals they can make out, because right now we're losing. We're losing in so many ways. Our kids are stressed out. I remember when my six-year-old was doing virtual, and he was doing it from 7:50 to 3. It was like, you know, me as an adult, all of my senses are strong. You know, my vision, my smell, my strength. So to see him struggle trying to be taught in front of a computer, while his teacher also have kids in the classroom that she was teaching, it was very stressful. He was very drained. And I made it a priority to take us outside and take him outside at least once an hour every day, so that he could just get that refresh, so that he could just be a kid. Because everything, his whole setup, from going to gym and going to music, and now everything is at home in one spot for 8 hours, and it was stressful. And so we changed them back to in person, and and then the school shut down, and so he went for a week, and you know, I was nervous every day, and I tried to, as I took him to school every day, tried to make sure that he could make sure and don't shake nobody's hand, give him the elbow, wear your mask, don't you touch on stuff. You know, I just kept echoing that, so that he know, you know. And I kept talking about the virus in kid friendly way, you know. Hey man, we, you know, Aunt Lisa got COVID, took her, so he kind of understood with, you know, COVID taking my sister. But man, once again, you know, it's just all about making sure we can work as a team. So once again, let's help these teachers out, y'all. Let's not put stress on them. Man, we're going through an unknown time. Like I stated, we're going through unknown. Every day is different, you know. and be smart and protect yourself. And for all you people out there who don't believe that COVID is real, it's real. And so just like those teachers inside these schools trying to teach and trying to make sure these kids get the standard of excellence that the ISD is offering, COVID is real. And so let's cover them in our prayers. Let's be mindful that their job sometimes goes beyond the classroom. And depending on their serving heart, they can be some amazing individuals. So I just know I've been impacted, my life has been impacted by some great teachers. And I'm thankful for those teachers. And that's why today's episode is very important, that we don't forget to support and to lift up our teachers in this time, and not to blame or point fingers. And if things are not like the way you used to having it, you got to modify your brain to change, and we all work together. That's the golden ticket. If we all work together, we will continue to be a successful individual. But if we start pointing the finger and if we start living in fear, our kids will not be able to build their self like they should build their self up. And so education played a major role in who I am and how my life was changed. And I'm going to continue to be an avid for education and an avid for great teachers, and just for teachers who want to go inside that classroom and take that opportunity of taking on an individual, somebody else's kid, and giving them the skills and trusting that they can treat them right. And so it's so many different variables when it comes to education and teachers. So let's be mindful, yo. Lift them up. So to all you teachers out there, be blessed. Got two more weeks, then you're out for Christmas. Be smart. And once again, I hope after this pandemic, we take care of teachers in all states. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for listening to Just In Time.
Wonder if I give this girl my heart, cause she helping. And you know she's an angel, if you let her tell it. Baby, how this hell, she got kicked out of heaven. You know I love them braces, them big lips, there is.